Well, we had a cordial and constructive conversation, and we outlined some of the different parameters that we don't have any conclusions today. We're going back to our warning at 10 o'clock, and we'll pick up from there.
And it was productive. It's not that we picked numbers, you know, but as we've had conversations about trying things different, looking at things, I think we all feel like there's a good start, and then tomorrow will be a good day. So I think good things are happening, and it was productive.
Yeah. I would just add, I'm very optimistic about the tone in the meetings and the way that we're actually working and talking together. I think that's a very good sign, and I think it says that we will make quick progress, and there's no way that we can do this without doing it together. So I feel really good about where we're at. And that's it.
Thank you. So there's no news when there's good news. So with that, we can conclude. Unless,
thank you.
Just one or two questions.
Some detail of what was cordial, productive, constructive, what you produced, what you instructed. Any detail at all?
It's kind of along the same lines as insanely popular.
I'd say peanut M&Ms are universally popular.
Yeah, we passed those around. Well, we went through I think we made good progress in saying, you know, we talked about getting numbers where our numbers and theirs make the same assumptions. We spent a lot of time on that. There's still about three areas of human services where we're going to ask the people with the expertise to go through those. We eliminated a lot of the others and said, you know, these are legitimate numbers. They're policy, they're budget positions that the legislature's taken. So I think we're pretty well squared away that we can have apples to apples comparisons when we start trying to reconcile our budget numbers. That was a big accomplishment. I thought that was going to be much more protracted. So that took most of our time. But I think we're at a point now where we can say tomorrow we'll begin from, you know, square one together.
On individual targets tomorrow, is that what you're saying?
Well, we'll see. You know, that's the crux of a very big difference we have. We're going to tackle those. I don't know, you know, how we'll come out tomorrow. We got two more weeks.
At least you feel, Governor, that the numbers that you're comparing, even though your positions are quite different, that the numbers are apples and apples.
I think we're getting there. We got a few differences on human services. But again, the people with the expertise are going to work on that subsequently. And I think the others we reconciled. And again, we have differences. But I think we're starting point where we're apples to apples.
Are the Republicans agreeing to drop most of your policy items?
We didn't discuss that.
So you still have to discuss that fairly soon, I assume?
Within the next 2 weeks.
You're not in any hurry.
We're starting with numbers. Numbers are a little more clear, so we're starting with numbers.
In trying to put the targets together, do you have to initially come to a conclusion about how much in spending, how much in tax cuts, or?
Yeah, that's going to be a big crux of it. That's going to be a big crux of it, for sure. When you talk about the transportation money that would come out of the general fund and taxes, and those two numbers add up already to, you know, very big total. So I mean, we're going to have to thrash through those, you know, all the numbers. I mean, all the numbers are interrelated with one another. So.
And is transportation weaved into this, or is it another subject?
No, it's part of the overall budget.
Bonding?
Bonding is separate.
We haven't talked about it yet.
We hadn't talked about it.
Okay.